Hey, welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea and Nicole Napolitano. Hello,
Hi.
My ladies.
Happy,
happy New
Year.
Oh, yeah, happy. Oh, when do we stop saying Happy New Year? How much longer do we have to do
this for?
This is
the first time I'm seeing you since New Year's.
Well, because New Year's Eve was Thursday night and not right
now,
last week.
It doesn't matter. It's the first time I'm seeing Cooper, so I have to say Happy New Year.
Okay,
Yay. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Okay, wait. So if I have a friend that I don't see again until March, do I say Happy New Year to her
not
then?
Not a shot in hell. No.
So what's the cutoff?
No.
I think let's make it after Little Christmas.
Oh, Little Christmas, January 6th.
January 6th.
What's Little Christmas?
Like in Italy when they celebrate like Little Christmas. So that's January 6th, which is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're done. That's when like all the Italians, they take down their tree. Like we've always done that growing up. We take it down. Yeah, it's Little Christmas, even though I'm very, very upset.
I know,
because
Mommy took it down early.
I come home the other day, and my mother's taking all the ornaments off the tree, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm taking down the tree. I'm like, bah humbug, we do this every single year. After Little Christmas. She did it too early this year. Not happy about
that.
Yeah,
first of all, I'm very glad I have my voice back, because I want you to know now it's like a new week, and this has been since January 1st.
I know, that's like torture, Teresa. Yeah. You without a voice.
Me without a voice.
What was that like? So, Teresa, you couldn't talk for a while?
And the craziest thing is, watch, we're going to be talking for a half hour. I'm going to be losing my voice throughout the time. Then
Reno must have liked that. You with no voice?
Probably not. I don't know.
He didn't like it or he did like it?
Nicole's being a smartass, saying he probably did like it since I probably couldn't talk. But I don't know.
You know, I'm sorry. I just got to laugh. Speaking of Mommy, she does this. She's texting me, who is Danny? I'm not going to say the last name on Facebook. Like, hello, Mother. People are going to try to befriend you because they know they see you on my Facebook. So she keeps on doing this. And she says, but they're friends with you. Mom, I have 5,000 friends on Facebook. Please, please stop texting me and calling me and saying, should I be friends with this person because they're friends with you? I don't know who these people
are. But now that you reach your limit on friends because you can only have 5,000.
I actually have 4,900. I won't accept anymore because I know I only
then you
have
to a fan
few
page.
More. And then it gets cut off. So I keep on like deleting some. And
I think I want to just do a fan page. You know what I think? I really think 2016, I kind of want to get rid of. There are some people I really love on Facebook. And then there's some people I'm like, I don't even know you. Like, I find it so. I have to tell you something. I love my fans. I love my friends. I love my family. Then there are some people that I don't really want them on my Facebook. I know I probably sound like not that nice right now, but like, do they really? I want people in 2016, the people who wish me well and I wish them well. If you really like me, great, be on there. But some people are just nosy.
But people go on Facebook because that's the way they keep in touch with you and just see what you're up to. I don't know that everybody has to have an opinion. I mean, you could just be on Facebook just to, like, check in with people. And or sometimes I'm on Facebook. I have pages that I like just because I want people to know that I like them, but I've never looked at the page since. Like, I've gone to the page, liked them because I want to be supportive, and then I've never come back again.
Right. And I miss out because when I go on the news feeds, all my friends and family are like, oh, did you see the picture of the kids? Or did you see this? I'm like, no, I didn't, because I have so many strangers that I don't even know who they are. I'm seeing all their news feeds. So I kind of think I want to.
And it was our godson's birthday and nephew's birthday last week. And how bad did I feel? Because on the news feed, there are so many people, and I missed it.
I couldn't even comment on something that I really wanted to comment on.
Wait, exactly. Nicole, you have to go to the page, and you have to tell it which ones you want to see first. You know, you can do that now.
I had no idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You can go choose who you want to follow and who you see first. And then if there are certain people that just constantly post that, like, clog up your news feed, you could say, I don't want to see anything from them anymore. You could still be friends with them, but you don't have to look at their bullshit anymore.
Yeah, I started doing that, too, I think. Like, this, I have so many, like a few thousand, so I kind of started saying, right, like, I don't really want to see your news.
Like, oh, I'm going to Chinese food. Oh, my dishwasher just broke.
Exactly.
Oh, I just planted my new, yeah,
oh,
okay.
Oh, my gosh. And I have to tell you something. I'm like the epitome of optimism. Like, I don't want to see people. Don't get me wrong.
Well, you walked into the studio, and the first thing you said to Cooper is, I'm a little grouchy today. You were like from Sesame Street, like the grouch. Like, you just needed
like
to put you in like a garbage can.
Stick me in a garbage can and stick a can over my head.
I could tell, Teresa, and you first started off the podcast saying, well, I don't want, like, you're a little grouchy today.
But I love that this is you grouchy because it's so easy to take. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been around women who are impossible and they just live their lives grouchy. So when you're like, no, I don't want to do that, Cooper. Sorry, I'm grouchy. It's like, whoa, that was grouchy?
No, I'm actually being nice to you. I like you, Cooper. I like you, Cooper. Nicole knows. No, because you know what it is? I want to be around people that are like a light. You know what I'm saying? And I posted something, I don't know, I guess it was on Facebook yesterday. It's fine. It's fine when a little kid is scared of the dark. I'm paraphrasing it. It's fine when a little kid is scared of the dark. That's acceptable. But not when an adult becomes scared of the light. You know what I'm saying? So deep. And I'm like, that's where I'm kind of at. Like,
I'm putting
that
in needlepoint. That's beautiful.
It is, though. You know, because
I want to make a pillow out of that, too, and keep it on my couch. You needlepoint something for me? Thank you.
Sure. I have to learn to needlepoint first, but yeah.
Because it's true. It's like these people. Yeah, we can easily forgive a child who's afraid of the dark. The real tragedy is in life is when men are afraid of the light. Plato. Like to me, it's like, I want to be around, like, I just people who bring light.
Did you just quote Plato?
Yeah, I did.
What? You know, really surprised me. Every once in a while, you bring the science, you bring the sophistication, you bring the, you don't bring the coffee. You bring for yourself, but never for me. I just want to point that out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear God, I'm so sorry.
That's right. Next week, we're bringing you coffee.
I'm very jealous.
Drink, wait a second. How do I not know how you take your coffee? This is why. I'm very observant. I was in Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. The lady in front of me goes, wow, everybody's sitting down, and there was literally about 10 of us. She goes, you have everybody's order, and you're not even writing it down. I'm like, oh, I'm in the restaurant business. But I know my friends so well. I know how they take their coffee. I know what they like for breakfast. How do you like your coffee? Now I'm going to ask you.
Just milk. Light.
Okay. Light. Yeah. No sugar. All right. Now
straight
I know.
Straight up milk. Whole milk.
Straight up milk. Yeah. Whole milk. No half and half. No cream. Got it. Okay.
No skim milk.
Bring
it. I want
whole
milk.
Yes. Well, lights.
Can I just say something really funny?
Okay. See, now
talking about Teresa when you said, oh, yes. You just bring science and this and that. Her science was funny today.
What?
That's another thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
After saying, you gotta tell
the story.
After saying about like the grouchiness or whatever, you also walked in and you made a comment about
what?
Women who have...
I said to you guys, I'm going through perimenopause, and that's why I keep it so cold in the studio all the time, and I was apologizing because you're both sitting there with your coat still on.
And gloves.
And your gloves and your
hat. And
hats.
My hat. And my furry winds boots, yes.
Your furry boots. So I was apologizing that the studio is so cold. It's because I'm in perimenopause, and I've been going through the change for like 20 years. I'm hot all the time. So Teresa was saying that, that she has a theory as to...
Because I said my mom's friend, she was
had a menstrual cycle.
She had a period until she was 60, and I'm like, that's gonna be like me. And
but that sounds really old because my gynecologist said that 55 is the oldest that she's heard.
But Teresa also made
a
statement. You said, oh, you know what? I've noticed this. People with big hips.
Pear-shaped body.
A pear-shaped body and big butts, which is awesome. Now,
Are great baby bearers. Easily.
And
they conceive easily. That's what they do say, though.
And they keep their...
They keep their period for their menstrual cycle for longer. They don't go through menopause early. This is what I've heard.
And I, as a pear-shaped woman, want to tell you that your science is off today, which is so unusual because usually you're the smarty pants in the room. But I am the I disprove your science today.
Okay, thanks.
I just thought that was funny.
I don't think you're pear-shaped though. I am.
What are the body shape would you call me?
I don't know. I think you're nice. You're curvy. You're in proportion.
I know, but pear-shaped would be because my butt is bigger than... Look, this is a new development,
pear-shape is in. Pear-shape is trending in 2016 like the Kardashians. They have their own
emoji now. Nicole, they are not pear-shaped. They are pear-shaped. It, to me, is when you're smaller on top.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. You
think they're
big
smaller
ass.
On top.
Okay, that's pear-shaped
to
me.
The Kardashians' boobs are as big as their ass. They're just curvaceous. Pear-shape is when you're smaller on top and then you come down.
Well, I think
sort
they're smaller
like,
and they have a big ass. And they,
sort
they have
of
an
like, sort of like that.
They have their own emoji now. Emoji.
They do have emojis, really?
Of an ass, of a big butt.
Oh, I want my own emoji.
We can
I gotta
have
come
our
up with
own
my own
emoji.
Emoji. But they
we
have...
can.
All right, let's think about it.
Yeah, we need emojis.
I don't know.
You guys need emojis, for sure.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Whatever shape you are, Cooper, you have a great show.
Oh, I love that. Teresa's leaning over now, looking at Cooper's ass in the next studio through the mirror. Do you see her? Well,
I'll show you. But I mean, hey, listen, I'm not saying pear shape is bad. A lot of people either have pear shape or pencil shape or I don't know.
pencil shape?
Pencil
is that
shape?
A shape?
I don't know. I would never want a pencil shape.
I'd rather have a pear shape than a pencil, like just like a straight body.
I think boys like the pear shape better.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so funny because I've always looked at women that I think are really hot. Like one time I was interviewing Hillary Swank, and I was like, God, she's like rock hard. What a great body. Every guy I spoke to was like, ew. She has a boy body. She's not attractive. Like, not one guy that I know thinks Hillary Swank is attractive.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
Really?
Yep. They don't like the boy bodies. You know, they like girls that are shapely. They like boobs, and they like girls who look like girls, I guess.
And I have to tell you, I was looking at all these old-time movies over the holiday, and I'm like, wow, looking at, like, Raquel Welch and just all these old-timers. They were just, their body's just magnificent. Like, they weren't that skinny, skinny, waify Victoria's Secret, which they look great, too, but I don't know. I don't think every woman needs, like, an eight-pack stomach. I think, you know, the Raquel Welch just looks stunning. A little meaty.
It's weird the things that shape how men see women, and then it's interesting that men make the decision what women are sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they decide what women, like now Kardashians are sexy because everyone's going nuts for them. So now you should see all the girls out there that are not just getting butt implants, but that are like really happy that they finally have a little weight on them because it's actually okay to have weight on you now. You know, because of the Kardashians. That's going to change again.
That's going to change.
Yeah, it
all
keeps
changing. You know,
it's so
funny talking about that. My Dawn Lazara, one of my best friends who was here last week, her daughter was doing a school project. I'll tell you real quick. Last night we were over her house, and she was asking her mother doing a, what is that called? A little questionnaire, you know, interviewing her. And she's like, oh, Mom, how have things changed from when you were younger? You know, someone who graduated, and she graduated in, I guess it was
88, 89.
And she's like, well, things have just changed. Life was so much simpler back then. And I said, oh, my God, it's so true. I'm like, no social media, no cell phones. And I'm like, and you girls, who you were who you were. Now everything's like, oh, you don't like the way you look, surgery. You know, for these young kids.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah. I cannot believe these young girls, like I'm talking about high school, nose jobs, not because their nose is like really,
not
really big
for anything.
Or a deviated septum, because they want a little sculpt nose.
I know. But anyway, who cares about that? I don't even want to talk about this
that
anymore.
That was the same thing when I was young. I remember all the girls that I grew up with getting nose jobs when we were like 15.
That's insane.
It was like that
That's
summer.
Wild.
Wait, the summer between 15 and 16, everybody coming back to school with like bandages on their
noses. Gosh.
And like, yeah, everybody. I don't think I know anybody that didn't have a nose job back then.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And talking about what guys want, guess what tonight is? Monday night, The Bachelor. Oh, my show. I'm so excited.
So excited.
You don't understand. Me and my son Joey, like, we look forward to watching that.
My
on
son,
ABC.
Too,
like,
likes it.
Yes.
We watch The Bachelor.
The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Like, that's like our show.
Do you like one better than the other?
I have to say, I like The Bachelorette.
Better than The Bachelor.
Yes, because you're looking at 25 guys the whole night instead
of
25 girls.
That's true. You know what? I think I agree with that.
I kind of do like it. But then again, I do like The Bachelor. I have to say, you know, the funniest thing is I made a joke. Of course, it's nice to look at a bunch of guys and see
which one. No, but I like checking out the girls. I like seeing the different personalities
and
what wear, what they dress, how they act. Some of them act like fools. And sometimes I want to go through the television and be like, wring their neck, like, ooh, don't act like that.
Right.
But what I like to see is what is it that makes that guy pick that girl out of 25? What is it, from personality to how she is to what she looks like? What's going to attract
him? So what's
him?
Ben going to find intriguing? Like,
what's
gonna
going
make
to make Ben want to marry that girl? Isn't
yeah.
that isn't that like the like the magic in a
you know
relationship?
What I have to say,
what's
going to
make
you,
him
want to really
put a ring on her
now.
Finger out of, you know, that one out of 25 of them?
I'm more excited about watching The Bachelor tonight just for that reason. That's true, Teresa.
Because you're single. You're single.
Because I am single. So I'm going to see what, you know, tickles his fancy.
I mean, it's
what
always
tickles Ben's
it's
fancy.
They always say it's chemistry or something they knew. And you know what's interesting is you can tell the first night there's a connection that he has with a couple of different women.
Yes.
And there's always one of them that he has that one connection with all the way through. And if you pay really close attention, even though they
as
try to
like,
as soon as they get out of the limo, you see that they make an immediate connection. And that's usually one of the people who's standing at the very end.
I hate to say it, though. It is
those pheromones.
It's the pheromones. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's all about the looks.
When they
I think
first
there's
get
this
out of
chemical attraction that's amazing with people. Look at little Mikey last night. My friend's, my other best friend, Dina, her son. Oh, my God. We love him. He's 7 years old. And my other friend's kids, he loves Alyssa, right? And
okay.
They're both sisters. They're both beautiful. He has the biggest crush on her. So we said, but what about Sienna? And he goes, and he gives the uh-uh. He's like, just Alyssa. And he's 7. And he like that one sister. And they're both so beautiful. From when they're that little, there's a connection that boys just know, just like girls know. There's a connection. It doesn't matter how pretty, how whatever. There's that connection.
Even from that age. Yeah,
from that age.
You remember boys that you had crushes on when you were like 7 and 8. I do. I remember little boys I just had crushes on. And,
finding
you know, I thought
them, yes.
They were really cute.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think sometimes it's what's familiar, because if you think about the kind of women, like, I wonder how much the girl is going to be like Caitlyn. You know,
yeah.
I wonder if that was Ben's type. Because remember, he was one of the guys. Remember they made them choose between the two women?
Yes.
At the very beginning of the Bachelor.
Yes. Yeah, I thought that was hard. I don't know.
He
that
came on and said that he was always a Caitlyn guy. So that's obviously his type.
Yes.
So I wonder,
and
if
the other girl was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I thought she was gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, really beautiful. But obviously,
I
not
thought
his
she was
type.
Boring.
Yeah,
beautiful but boring.
Maybe.
No substance. That's what I thought.
Do you know that People Magazine is already saying that Ben is walking around saying that he's engaged? So he will be marrying, or at least be engaged to, one of the girls that you're going to meet tonight.
And well, we already know the guy Steve from
Reality Steve.
Reality Steve.
Tell us that, Cooper.
Yeah,
but it's a spoiler.
The thing about Reality Steve, I've interviewed him a bunch of times, and he loves the fact that he spoils these shows. He's known for being a spoiler of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Right.
Now he sort of has an in on lots of different shows. I think he also spoils Big Brother and stuff like that. But his big in is at ABC. And
wow.
He always knows what's going on at The Bachelor and Bachelorette. So on his website, it already says what every single week is going to be like. Who leaves, why they leave, what's said. And he also knows, according to him,
right.
who wins. I guess it's called winning if you get the guy, right?
Right,
so
right.
He knows everything that's already happened because it has already happened. They're not doing live shows anymore. They used to do that last episode live.
That's
like the very,
what I thought.
Not
right.
anymore. Now they tape the whole entire thing. But the hard
right.
thing is for those people, I don't know if you guys have this on your show. Do you have anything where you're embargoed? I know you can't
yes,
talk about the show.
It's a confidentiality
show.
Agreement.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Why isn't somebody at ABC coming after Reality Steve to, at this point, sue him or have him sign a confidentiality?
Because
why is he being able to be such a rat?
Because he doesn't work directly with The Bachelor, with that show. They would only make him sign a confidentiality. If he's just working at ABC, someone's giving him the information, he can't be sued by it. He's not signing a confidentiality because he's not working directly with the program.
But the fact that they didn't investigate to find out who his contact is and how he gets all that information after all
right.
these years is really interesting. I think it's because it helps their ratings. I think they like having him around.
Obviously.
Me too.
Well, it's the same thing. I don't know if you remember when people were stealing HBO. They were like getting each other's passwords and stealing HBO and HBO Go. And HBO was not going after anybody. And
really?
Finally, like they interviewed somebody at HBO who was like, it's good for us. Because
right.
if you steal HBO and you like our shows, eventually you're going to buy HBO and be one of our viewers. So
viewers, okay.
please go steal as
That's
much as
amazing.
You want.
So crazy.
There must be some sort of relationship that he has there. Or maybe it's somebody at ABC that just, I don't know. It's very
it's
interesting
for,
that they allow it to happen.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, I'm excited about tonight.
Yeah,
me
too. So we'll have
wait.
To talk about
I'm
that
light
next
a
week.
Fire,
and we'll get to
bake some cookies.
On another funny note, I'm cracking up laughing because only to share this with you guys.
What?
Little Isabella, did you see it on the news?
Tell the whole story. Tell
okay,
who she is.
Nicole.
Isabella is our really good friend's niece. She's absolutely adorable. Spent some time this summer with my girlfriend's
She's a
pip. So it just so happens.
Her voice is too jive.
She talks like this, and she's a real character. And she used to watch The Housewives, and she's like, Nicole, we have to go to lunch, and we have to hang out. Like
how
that was
old,
the
how
summer.
How old is she?
She's 7 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
She reminds me of a little Brooklyn girl, but she lives in Jersey,
anyway,
too, with us.
It was
now.
All over the news. Even my girlfriends on the West Coast put it on their Facebook. Like, I can't believe it. It was all over the radio show. She woke up early Saturday morning. This was right before Christmas.
Her mother was sleeping.
She was playing ball in the house. The ball hit the elf on the shelf, fell on the floor, cracked the elf on the shelf. It broke. She called 911. Hysterical. She said, oh, my gosh. my elf, I think I killed it. Now,
no, she thought the magic of Christmas was gone because she touched
him. The magic of Christmas, she touched him, was going to be ruined, and there was going to be no more Santa Claus. So she called 911. Then she panicked after she called 911 because they said they're coming to the house. The cops came because
mother was sleeping.
No, no, no. She was shooing the cops away when they came to the house. She's like, no, leave, because she was all nervous. The parents woke up. And
you have to check it out. It's adorable. Yeah. The video
was
so cute.
Well, there were presents under the tree, and then she realized that she didn't ruin the magic of Christmas, but she got really nervous. I just think that was hysterical. The first thing she did was call 911.
Like, it was all over the news.
National news, yeah.
National
huge story.
News. They picked her up, and she did some talk show. I'm like, this is wild. But see, that's the thing. This was on Facebook. She's my best friend's niece. I know this kid. I did not even get to see the video because I had everybody else's news feed. My girlfriend last night is showing me this
the video for the
night.
First time.
You got to shut off that news feed. You got to shut up all the people that go on there and like comment on bullshit. You got to get rid of that.
Right. I want to see, like,
you miss the important stuff.
I miss the important stuff. Exactly.
Yeah. I love the people on Facebook, though. They're so sweet and they say such beautiful things.
I love the people.
Hold on.
The people who respond to me and who are my friends and everyone who's listening to this, you are my great fans. And all of my friends that respond, those are the people I'm keeping. I want to see their stuff. I don't want to see people's stuff that just befriended me and they don't even comment on my stuff. Bye-bye.
No, and also, Teresa's also talking about the people who are really negative on there, who, like, go on and they just want to talk about, like, this Oregon militia, and they're really negative and nasty, and, like, it's like, I'm not on Facebook.
I delete them,
exactly.
Right.
I'm not on there to have political conversation with you. Seriously, like, for me, Facebook is social media, and it's supposed to be fun and enjoyable, and I want to talk about, like, celebrity and dogs, and, like, my Instagram now, I have just unfollowed a whole bunch of people on Instagram. I'm only following dogs.
Oh, yes.
And people that have dogs.
I agree.
Aww.
And you guys.
Yes, that's it. Our circle is just closing in.
Speaking of dogs, March 12th at Teresa's restaurant,
we're hosting an event.
William DeVry from General
Hospital. DeVry.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming in from California, from General Hospital, which Teresa is a big fan of General Hospital.
And yeah, we all became good friends. So.
Yeah, he's awesome, and he does a lot of fundraising for
animal charities.
Animal charities.
Oh, that's good.
So we're going to combine that together. Meet and greet with him. Teresa and I are going to host it that day. And
it's going to be a
we're
great event.
We're going to raise money for
those. Can I come?
Of course, for those little pooches.
Yay!
And we're going to save them, and we don't want to put them down, and we want to get them homes and rescued. Love it. I love it. I love animals.
Okay, let's promote the heck out of it. What's the date that you're doing this?
We are.
March 12th at Teresa's restaurant.
March 12th.
It's going to be
from 1 to 4.
In the afternoon. They could go on my Twitter. And
both restaurants, Angelo's and Pontevecchio's?
It's just going to be at Pontevecchio's.
Pontevecchio's, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'll do it again. I'll retweet it today and where they can go and on the Evite and purchase the tickets. And
okay,
all that
good.
Stuff.
Yeah, we should keep talking about it. I think that's
really
awesome.
It's going to be a fun-filled afternoon.
Anything? Oh yeah, I'm looking at this too. If it's on his page, he keeps on tweeting it and retweeting it, and it's going to be anything for animals. I told Nicole, you have to be with someone, and I tell my son this: the main thing. Whoever you're with, make sure they love animals. Because if they don't, stay away.
That's everything. I'm always nervous when I meet people who say, I don't like animals, I don't like dogs. It's like, then I don't like you.
My ex was allergic to dogs, so I would have never been
different. That you can't control that.
All right, guess what? He's an ass, your ex-boyfriend.
Stop.
Okay, he's not. Sorry.
No,
he didn't like animals anyway. All right, sorry.
How could you be with someone who really doesn't have like that love and...
I think
affection.
It says a lot about somebody if you don't really like love and have affection. Yeah, for animals. Because they're so vulnerable and sweet. Like, if you don't like the most vulnerable, sweet, loving things in the world, what's wrong with you?
I'm not saying anything wrong, Nicole. She's saying stop.
Stop. I was making a comment, Teresa. Not about the person, about animals. About animals.
Okay, everybody. I'm not mentioning any names.
Thank you.
I'm behaving.
Femme la bouche.
Let me tell you, a lot of people.
Hold on. Did you notice I didn't say cul de la boca?
No,
I said femme la bouche because you're French.
That's right. Oh,
Cooper.
Thank you.
Yeah, femme la bouche.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I want to tell you something. Hope for Paws, which it's very important to me as well. When people, you know, we are raising money. Mm. And, you know, some people say, oh, you know, the tickets are going to be $200. It's for a great meal at Pontevecchio, you know, dinner, wine, beer, 3-course meal. But it's going for a really good cause. What I tell people is which is really important too. I'm on the website now. Hope for Paws is a 501c3 nonprofit animal rescue. It's very important, you know. The first time I got involved and went to an event with William DeFry from General Hospital,
right,
the first question I asked, because I paid $200 for a ticket, I said, okay, where is this money going?
Sure.
And I check into the, you know, the cause and see that it's legit. So I just want everyone to know that they could go on the website. You'll see here even Anderson Cooper from CNN. He's involved with this charity.
Nice.
I'm looking at him with some women on one of these talk shows. Yeah, Hope for Paws. And Fiona on Anderson Cooper with co-host Kristen Chenoweth. So it's
I love her. She's so cute.
Her. She's, you know, she's with him. So it's legit. It's a really amazing cause. And that's very important for me to stress. Because sometimes, you know, there are charity events. You have to make sure where the money's going.
Yeah, no, there's a documentary out there right now about Susan G. Komen and how much of the money doesn't go towards cancer research and goes towards, like, just keeping Susan G. Komen going.
Yes.
And their employees and they've been making a lot of money because I don't know if you see, like, there's some yogurt companies and all kinds of companies
that have the pink ribbon.
Okay, so all of that profit goes right back to Susan G. Komen, and a tiny percentage goes towards you should watch this documentary because people are really angry about it because I think it's important that women support other women and women's charities and women's cancer and things that happen to women. It's really important. But the fact that this documentary shows that Susan G. Komen and charities like that don't give a lot of money to cancer research, which is where the money needs to go.
That's where it needs to
go.
And
being involved in so many fundraisers, it's very important.
And yes. It is. And being involved in so much. And I was saying in 2016, it's so important for people to give back, really give of themselves. And it's an amazing feeling for you, for others, you know. But that bothers me, too, when I see people doing charity events. How much money, like you said, really goes to the charity? So many people are so much. They're so consumed with, okay, you know, what am I getting paid? What am I getting paid? When people say, I'm like, I am not getting paid for this. I'm hosting this event. I could have easily been like, okay, this is for me. This is my. I'm like, no. What I'm doing is my time for this cause. And that to me is important.
Well, I have to say, March 10th, I do a big annual fundraiser for DMD, Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy. My boss's son, Pietro, has it. And it's called Pietro's Fight. And I love Dana and Manny, who do this every single year. They've raised so much money for DMD, and I love what Dana does. We always get a printout where every single dollar goes. So you know.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Every year, and we raise so much money, and they do so many other smaller fundraisers throughout the year. But you see where that money is going,
and you have,
which is very
exactly.
important.
And before you give money to
all
a charity,
to research
exactly, you should
DMD.
Definitely find out where the money is going. Like one of my favorites is my vet is involved with or started this charity called the Toby Project, which is now like he's doing a really good job with it. Like it's I always see it like on all the news programs promoted, and it's in all the papers and whatever. So the Toby Project is him and other vets, and they literally get in an RV and they drive around the New York area. And they spay and neuter dogs.
Wow.
For free. Like, if you can't afford it, they will come and do that. And they obviously take donations, but he puts $50,000 a year of his own money into this to pay for, like, any medical expenses that
That's
come
beautiful.
Up. Or, like, the you know, there are some, like, techs that come along
That's
that he
so
pays
much.
For their time. So it's a, so he... 100%
Toby,
of the money.
T-O-B-Y?
T-O-B-Y, the
oh,
Toby
cool.
Project.
Everyone
yeah, it's for spaying and neutering dogs in the tri-state area. And they get in their RV and they show up. And
God bless.
Yeah, they're really great because I think there's all these areas where you get dogs that just, you know, they're out of control. They have not been spayed and neutered. And there's unwanted puppies. So
it's
he
like
tries
unwanted
to avoid
babies.
Exactly. Aww. So he helps to avoid that in areas yes. where people don't think about that sort of thing or can't afford that sort of thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really important
that
to do
great.
That.
We'll have to look into that too. All these great events coming up.
So I didn't realize that you're a General Hospital watcher.
I am.
Okay.
I am. Nicole is not. Nicole laughs at me. I mean, you do.
I don't.
You don't laugh
right.
at me, but you do. Come on, you
well,
do.
Well, now that
my
I met
son
William
laughs
and
at
I met
me.
A few of the cast
my
members.
Husband laughs at me.
When did you start watching it?
Oh, God, when I was in high school.
Oh, really?
Listen, when I was in high school, but then I went years
she
without DVRs watching it.
She DVRs it every night.
I DVR it. I really do.
One.
You know what? It's very, I don't, the craziest thing is I'm not a big reality TV except The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Right.
But I do like Bravo shows. I was never really, even being on The Housewives, I wasn't a huge Housewife fan, but I was a huge Bravo fan.
I just saw on social media Lady Gaga is a huge Bravo fan.
Of course she is.
But I am a Bravo fan. That's
why she's always
thing.
On Watch What Happens Live. She loves Andy Cohen and everything
but,
he does.
But I have to tell you something.
I love her and her husband.
But you know, I caught a lot of slack for that too. Like, you didn't watch Housewives and you were Housewife? Hey, listen, maybe I wasn't a huge Housewife fan, but I'm a huge Bravo fan.
Right.
I like the shows on Bravo. I do. I love Bravo. I happen to, you know, so I... Nicole's laughing.
I'm laughing because it's so different when you're right in the middle. You know, it's reality. It's drama. It's like...
I will say, I like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because they're the ones that I felt were like, before you guys, obviously, it was real drama going on there. The New York ones I really hated because it was like, she didn't like my shoes. What? She didn't like those shoes? Yeah, she said she hated your shoes. It's like... It was always so manufactured.
Right.
Whereas The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they got me early, even before you guys were even on television. And the reason they got me early is because they had real drama going on, like Brandi Glanville stealing. Brandi Glanville and Lisa Vanderpump, like that whole thing is real. The fact that Lisa Vanderpump became friends with the girl who stole Brandi Glanville's husband, and all that drama was like, that's real. That's a real reason to hate
Leanne
somebody.
Rimes, right?
Well, no, it was whatever the girl's name.
No, but didn't Leanne Rimes?
Eventually,
she broke up Brandi's marriage, right?
But Brandi's marriage to Eddie Cibrian, he was having an affair with one of the women who worked for Lisa Vanderpump. And when Lisa Vanderpump and Brandi Glanville became friends, she still stayed friends with the girl who had an affair with the husband for so long.
Really?
This is before Leanne Rimes. It was another girl that...
She stayed friends?
They stayed friends.
Wow.
Right, exactly. I mean, I would be... If one of my best
better
friends...
Better woman than I am.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. I wouldn't stay friends with that person.
No.
So to me, that's real drama. So there was a lot of that stuff that went on that I thought was like compelling.
We had real drama though. It wasn't
you guys
that,
had real
oh,
drama
shoot,
too.
Shoot. I mean, and it still goes on. Like here we are. I go to see Constantine from American Idol and Rock of Ages last week in his band. Awesome, dear friends of mine, very talented. And Amber, who's one of the housewives, who was on season 6.
Yeah, Amber
walked
Everybody,
in,
yeah.
and I'm like. You know what?
I
would have not had a problem with her if it wasn't for 3 weeks ago she put a blog out on social media and said she holds her landscapers and her hired help in higher regard than me. And I said to myself,
and me.
And Teresa. And I'm like, hold on. There's a caste system?
Right.
Hello? That went out a really long time ago. In my world, there is no caste system. You actually had...
I happen to hold everyone in
audacity,
high regard. Thank you very much.
I hold everyone in the same regard. We are all on the same level in this world, in my eyes. She actually said that, so I was like, all right, game on. Now I don't say hello to you. Now I don't give two shits about you.
I don't really care. See, that's when Nicole gets a little bit...
Because, you know, when it comes to, I can't help it,
She's like a pain on mine.
It is
It's like the gum. Yeah. It's like the pebble in my shoe.
You're a pebble. You're a crumb in the bread box. I get that, Teresa, but... Don't then on social media wish me to show everybody we're friends. We're not friends. Merry Christmas.
Right.
You are a hypocrite. Now I'm going to see you in church on Christmas. Now I see you in church on Sunday. You're a hypocrite. So my girlfriend is a Eucharistic minister.
Monica. And she's one of our best friends.
She's one of my best friends, too. And all of a sudden.
Who stands by us. Who can't stand her because she knows
what
a hypocrite she is.
She actually said she holds landscape. It's like. Who talks like that? Like, do you really think you're better than everybody else?
It makes her look bad, but also it makes her look like she's trying to align herself with you because nobody talks about her. No one cares about her.
Yeah,
they're not coming back on the show. I mean, they're
so she walked up to get her communion, and my girlfriend Monica, who's the Eucharistic minister, said, "Oh, she switched to place, so she doesn't have to give her communion."
What?
Yeah, my girlfriend's the Eucharistic minister.
Yeah.
She gives out communion.
No, I know.
So she was in the line where she saw Amber and Jim.
I see.
So she went to the other side of the church. She
so
told
she
the lady
told,
to switch with her.
She told the lady, excuse me, could you switch with
No, because
with
said
me?
She's
because
not
she
a
doesn't
hypocrite.
Want to be a hypocrite. You can't be a hypocrite and then go to church and then receive the Eucharist on Sunday when you think you're better than everybody
else. But if you want to be technical, Nicole, I know you're hysterical, but Everyone who walks in church, we're all sinners. I mean, come
hey,
on.
Hey, but you don't sin
nobody's,
against me, baby, and that's it.
Right. Nobody's walking up there.
Hold on.
In perfect.
No communion
that's,
for you.
That's
but no, you guys try to be good people on a regular basis, I would
do.
Say. Whereas, you know, we watched Jim, and we didn't even, the worst of it really went on, like, behind the scenes. Because, you know, Vicky, my girlfriend Vicky, knows yes. him and knows that whole thing. And she told me some horrible things about them.
Yes.
So
because Dina can't
worse.
Stand him, and
exactly.
Dina, I love.
Right.
So Dina's one of my favorites.
There's even worse things that went on about them. So what are they even going to church for?
I don't know.
Why do they even bother?
Exactly. Like, at least I'm not perfect, but I
so
try.
So I put on
They're
social media.
Monsters.
Put, like, wish me Merry Christmas. Like, Christmas. Like, oh, like, hashtag hypocrite.
Right.
Hashtag you shouldn't go to church on Sunday. It's like, at least try.
But my husband's right. Reno's like, oh, Teresa. He's like,
if she
is
says
hysterical.
She's sorry
he's
for
like,
me and to every just... landscaper and housekeeper out there,
oh,
then I'll forgive her. But until she apologizes to the landscapers and the housekeepers, I don't forgive you.
I can't. You're too funny. I gotta love you.
Hey, I crack myself up.
You
I amuse myself. Why? Because you gotta laugh.
Thank you so much for listening to Girls in Heels. We've come to the end of our show once again. You guys are great and funny and amazing.
You love you.
Oh, and Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Merry New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
And you are great as well, my beautiful girls in
Trading
heels.
Places.
You're,
maybe Amber should go watch
Cooper.
That movie.
Your pear-shaped friend. Nicole, Teresa, and I will be back next week with another great new episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for downloading.
Ciao, ciao.